I want to talk about Life Chain Sunday. This is something that's been going on for a long time. I have personally participated in it the last seven or eight years, leading the local Life Chain in my community. And you can go to lifechain.net and learn about it. According to their mission statement, Life Chain is a peaceful and prayerful public witness of pro-life individuals standing for 90 minutes, praying for our nation and for an end to abortion. It is a visual statement of solidarity by the Christian community that abortion kills children and that the church supports the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception until natural death. I know it's something that's very near and dear to many people listening right now. It's, what are we going to do to try to turn the tide in the country? Thankfully, it's happening. People are starting to get the message, but there's still more work to be done. Sharon Albertson is the Texas Life Chain State Director. She coordinates and verifies life chains across the U.S. and Canada for the first and last Sundays of October. And, of course, this Sunday is the first Sunday in October. In more than 1,580 cities and towns, many of them have multiple locations, so there are about 1,900 Life Chain events located on the website lifechain.net. Sharon and her husband Howard have four grown children and 15 grandchildren, so congratulations on that. Sharon, thanks for joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to be with you.
All right, so busy weekend for you as you try to coordinate all these events. I gave the mission statement. Many people are probably familiar with it or perhaps have participated in a Life Chain, but what else can you tell us about what it is? I find it very simple. You show up, you hold a sign, you pray. There's not a lot of effort or work other than the work of prayer, but what else would you tell people to encourage them to come on out this Sunday and participate?
This is a very family-friendly event. The signs are provided at each site. Adoption, the loving option, Jesus forgives and heals, abortion kills children, abortion hurts women, Lord forgive us and our nation, el aborto mata niños, life the first inalienable right, pray to end abortion. One I like to hold is pregnant need help, 1-800-712-HELP. This is really people out there who want to help those who are in a crisis situation. We are praying that our nation will once again hold life sacred. We are so glad for the people who come to hold a sign. They stand 25 to 30 feet apart and face the traffic with their signs so people can actually read their signs. And we're just glad that in our nation we still have opportunity to stand up for life.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned close to, 1,500 locations, 1,900 different events, because there are multiple ones in big metroplex and cities. Does it continue to grow? What has been the trend? Are more and more cities taking and participating every year?
Yes, actually, since I sent that to you, we're now right at 1,600 cities and towns across the United States and Canada, many with multiple locations, so that well past 1,900 locations are having a Life Chain.
And the thing that I like about it is that, first of all, there's very little effort. You don't have to buy a ticket. You don't have to get dressed up. I love these other pro-life events, but this one, you just show up. And if you're in, shorts and flip-flops, that's fine. Bring your kids. Depending on the location, I have a 2-year-old that I cannot bring to an event like this because he would run into the street and get hit by a car. But, use prudence. And I know a lot of kids and families show up. And I wanted to also ask you, Sharon, about the response. People drive by. My experience is, 95% of the people that respond as they drive by give the thumbs up or honk. Every now and then you get, somebody that's not so happy about it. But I think in either case, they're being reminded of abortion, aren't they?
Right. One of the ideas about being out there is to be a real witness. And a lady came up to some of our people in the Dallas area a few years ago, was upset with the signs. And one of the ladies in the Life Chain started talking quietly to her. And it turned out her mom had made her have an abortion when she was 16, and she was really still suffering under that. So the Life Chain lady said, "Well, could I pray with you for a minute?" And, oh, what could it hurt? Really bad attitude. And so while they prayed, just quietly, this young woman understood that she could be forgiven. And when they were finished praying, her attitude was completely different, and she said, "Why didn't someone tell me I could do this years ago? I've been feeling so guilty all these years." So more than saving the babies that are coming, you know, women coming along or expecting a baby, every year we hear of young women who have decided not to have an abortion after seeing the signs. And here's a story. A young man in Midlothian, I believe it was, ninth grade, was nervous about being part of the Life Chain, got up the courage to go. The next week in English class, the teacher asked them to write a story about an experience or whatever, write a paragraph. So he wrote about being part of the Life Chain and how important it was to be pro-life. And his teacher showed his paper to some of the other teachers and then called his mom. Of course, his mom thought he was in trouble. And the teacher said, "No, I had an abortion years ago, and some of the other teachers and I really need to know who we could talk to. Who do you suggest we talk to?"
Beautiful. those are just a couple of, I'm sure we could probably tell 1,000 other stories. And I have, you know, stories myself from leading the one in the mid-cities in North Texas. You mentioned the signs and, you know, the messages, you know, Jesus forgives and heals, Lord forgive us and our nation, abortion kills children. The signs are provided, so you don't have to bring your own sign. In fact, people are discouraged from bringing their own signs because you want people to hold the official life chain signs, right?
Right. Well, a couple of years ago, Royce Dunn, the national director, opened the sign policy to beautiful baby pictures and professionally printed signs from other pro-life groups. Nothing ever graphic is permitted at a Life Chain, so that this is a very family-friendly event. And sometimes we've had in some cities where the teens want to make their own signs, the children want to make signs, which is great, but they're not easily read by people in the cars going by.
Yeah.
So it's true. You want people to feel a real part of this. And if the teens do want to make their own signs, the coordinator, of course, does need to approve the signs.
Yeah, and, you know, the one, abortion kills children, that I often hold, you know, it's pretty direct, and, you know, it gets right to the point, but we so often hear, you know, terminating a pregnancy, or, you know, there's these other euphemisms, I guess you could say, for what is actually happening, and sometimes people need to see that direct message, don't they?
Right. Well, you know, one of my favorite stories is a man was holding a sign in California, and a young woman came up to him and said, "Oh, you know, my mom said that you were standing here 20 years ago." This is the 28th year for National Life Chain. And, well, this meant that, well, yeah, maybe I was. I probably was, yeah. She remembered you and asked me to come and tell you thank you for being here, because I was that baby that she would have aborted if you hadn't been here.
Oh, wow.
She was not married, didn't have a job, didn't know what she was going to do. So thank you for being here. And even more than that, she is glad because, and she unwrapped her little person that she had. This is her first grandchild.
So wow.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, you know, so yeah, that just shows you there's not always instant gratification. You're not going to have people drive by and say, "Oh my gosh, I saw your sign, and you know, I just changed my mind on abortion." But it does plant a seed. You know, another thing. And by the way, Sharon Albertson joining me now. She's the Texas State Coordinator for Life Chain and involved in the nearly 2,000 Life Chain events that are going to happen this weekend and also on the 25th. It's always the first and the last weekend of October. And I will mention that I'm actually organizing the one in the mid-cities of North Texas. I'm trying to get people to let me know that they can participate. It's going to be in the city of Hearst. You can email me directly if you're in North Texas and let me know you're coming. DavePalmer@grnonline.com. And Sharon, I know another thing that's very important about this event is that it's not a social event where you get together and chat with your neighbors. In fact, you recommend that people be silent and pray and actually spread out from each other, you know, 5 or 10 feet and not kind of bundle up in a group, right?
Well, actually more than 5 or 10 feet. You really need to be at least 25 to 30 feet apart for people going by to be able to read your sign. It's true. If you and I were standing that close together, we'd probably talk.
Yeah. Yeah, we're proving that now. We're not even close to each other now, and we're still talking. Well, we're miles away from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is really true that this is our opportunity to be get out of the salt shaker and be a little salt and light in our world. We just are so thankful. Until the forces of evil push us back so much, we need to be the light to the world around us.
And we have folks listening from many, many different communities across Texas, New Mexico, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and it's safe to say, especially in big communities, there is a life change somewhere close to you. This is pretty much across the whole country, right?
Right. They can go to lifechain.net, and by state, the life chains are listed in alphabetical order by city. If there is not one already, they can put one together pretty easily. The signs are ordered from the printer in Colorado, and he commits to having the orders out the door within 24 hours of when he gets them. So if people are just hearing about it now, they can put one together for the alternate date, October 25th. Or actually any date. You know, Father Frank Pavone says any day, every day is a good day for a life change.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and of course, the 40 Days for Life is going on across many communities, and we certainly encourage everybody to continue to participate in that and be involved in it. There's always so many things to do, but, you know, this is an hour and a half a year to give towards pro-life. And, you know, and I actually like that, of course, October is a month dedicated to life. And I like it, the fact that it's a Sunday afternoon during the NFL football season. I've mentioned this to you before, Sharon. Now, in North Texas, it doesn't conflict this year with the Cowboy game, but I actually prefer when it does because it makes people make a decision. You know, what's more important, the game or saving lives? So
right.
I think that's good. So, you know,
I'm glad you mentioned 40 Days for Life.
Yeah.
Sean Carney and David B. Wright have both said they really want Life Chain to be an integral part of 40 Days for Life. In many areas, they designate 60 minutes, 90 minutes of their 40 Days for Life as a life chain. And more people come during that time. People feel a little more comfortable knowing there are going to be many more people there than the regular 5 to 8 that might be at the location for 40 Days for Life at that time.
Yeah. All right, Sharon, great talking to you. Thanks for your work with Life Chain. I want to direct everybody to the website lifechain.net. Again, it's going to be this Sunday, October 4th, in 1,600 communities across America, Canada. You guys doing it overseas yet, or is it just in North America right now?
You know, we know that it's happening in other countries. This one year we heard of 51 in England, but we don't really try to keep track of those.
Yeah.
People come here from other countries and take back good ideas with them. A man in Uganda was online the other night saying, "What do we do to get it going here?" So, yes, we know it's happening in other countries as
well. You got
to
overnight those signs to Uganda.
No. They All probably right. better print their
yeah,
own.
Yeah. All right. So participate in your local Life Chain event. And, of course, as Sharon reiterated, please, by all means, get involved in the 40 Days for Life. We need to do as much as we can to celebrate and defend life at every stage of development, as our Holy Father reminded us last week. Sharon, thanks so much. Good talking to you this morning.
All right. Thanks for calling.